Hello there, family and friends, friends that are family and family that are friends. This is Eddie with the TBD Network, also the TBD Podcast Network. The TBD Network is a thinker's podcast covering subjects and ideas that can advance the mental fortitude and critical thinking in an effort to further humanity through casual conversation. But right now, you are listening to the Jimmy James Show, A to Z. Have a good one.
It is now time for the Jimmy James Show.
Gotta get away from that toxic relationship.
Welcome, all comers. We are now entering the room of terror.
It is now time to explain to people just what's wrong with me.
That's a lovely, lovely voice.
Oh, thank you.
Freedom of speech, motherfucker.
Alright, so, fuck, where do I begin? So, most of this stuff that I have put together, was over the course of the week, because I had plumbing issues and shit like that. But before I get into the show, sorry if I sound a little different here, or the mic and my phone fell. I was supposed to have a blooper reel, which I did. I put it all together, like everything together. I actually put two shows together. I put a blooper reel show together, and for some reason, it didn't load. And then I tried to reload it, and I was like, there's no way I'm editing that again. Because it was like a 30-some minute blooper reel, which had 182 parts that I had to, like, edit out. And I'm like, I'm just not doing that. Then I had a show called Bonkers, which was about reactions to people. Who do reactions? I might have mentioned this. Like, basically, take this fucking snare off. Like, reactions to people who do reaction videos, and then, like, reaction videos. And all the quality came out like shit. So I was fucking pissed. And I mean pissed. So on top of all that bullshit, and I mean, like, you gotta remember, I put in a good 3 hours on that reaction one. And then when I played it back, I usually play back stuff right away to see how it comes out. And when I played it back, it was like, so I couldn't hear shit. You could hear me fine. So I was like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. So I was doing, like, a reaction to, like, just everybody, you know, even if they were good reaction videos. And I personally, I don't do any of that shit. I never will. But getting off topic a little bit, I also put, I put the blooper reel was supposed to be on this episode. But, like I said, it didn't upload right. It's in the episode. I can't even get rid of it. So, I don't know. I don't know. How long is it exactly? But I hope it's not in the episode, because I tried to go to the site and remove it. I couldn't remove it. But if I can, I'm going to try it again. But it didn't remove. Anyway, I also wanted to add in, because right now it is 5:03 in the morning. I've been down here for 3 hours getting this shit together and editing. I wanted to give a shout out to Ralph last night. We talked, I went to Wawa and then 7-Eleven I stopped by. And, there was a guy, Ralph, there, asked me for a cigarette, and then we just started shooting the shit. And then I was telling him about, like, the show. That's not how it comes up. We were talking about certain things that, like, related to what I talk about on the show. So I was like, I should record us now, you know? And then I gave him my, he said he was going to follow me on Spotify, and then he wanted to do a show. Like, he wants to be on. A lot of people say that. They're like, oh, I want to be on your show. I'm not saying that he won't. It's just that people that come on the show or, you know, want to be a guest, like, I like to kind of keep it 100. And I might throw some jokes in there, but, you know, I'm a talker, he's a talker. I just met the dude. I mean, he seemed like a cool dude, you know. He was telling me about a couple things, and I figured, you know what, if he comes on the show, regardless, if he comes on the show, I'll get down to that. And also, if you guys ever wanted to be on this show, all you have to do is email me. But just make sure you email me with, like, a sub caption saying, I would like to be a guest on your show. I'll read it. Because I do have all my emails linked. That's one shout out. The other shout out was Steve. Now, he was working at the Sev. He was the older gentleman, but he was in there for a couple minutes saying a couple things. But, you know, obviously he was working. So it was just basically the three of us. And we were shooting the shit for a couple hours. And I was like, I gotta get the fuck home. I got milk and, like, I don't know, stuff that's gonna, like, just melt or go bad. So eventually I got going after 2-3 hours of shooting the shit. And that's a shout out to Ralph and Steve. And I also wanted to do something special. At the end of this episode, nothing big, I actually went back into all my messages. Now, I didn't put every message there. I only put, like, one of the first messages I got from each person when Anchor was still a thing where you could leave a message. Well, you could still leave a message, but when you can go on the Anchor app. And, I mean, I always talk about these podcasters like Justin, Rudolph, Cody, all these guys. I just talked to this guy, Cody, and Justin called me, I don't know, twice today. I didn't answer. I've been going through a lot of shit with plumbing problems, and I threw everybody who's left me messages. Even people who don't even podcast no more. I was thinking, like, the dysfunctional duo, and then there was another lady and another guy who I haven't heard of for a while. I also wanted to give a shout out to the TBD Network that's on Facebook. He also has a show, a podcast. Go check him out. Honestly, I've only heard, what, two of his shows? It's so hard to really get involved in too many podcasts. So I try to stay involved with at least 3 to 5. And I always, you know, try to tell these guys, especially like Rudolph, if you're listening to this, because you're on one of the messages, you sent me a message way back when. You have music playing in the background, which I think is awesome. I love that idea. But you also are choosing music in your episode. So you're hearing two different kind of music at once. So I did send him messages about that. I hope he got it. If you didn't, if you're listening to this, you know, because I'm probably going to put this in the beginning. So I was going to get into relationship stuff and all that, but this is, you know, I was gonna name it like Mixing It Up, because it's not really me doing the ramblings that I usually do, but this is the ramblings of a crazy the basement ramblings of a crazy person 4.1, and then I'm gonna have a, you know, a fifth, like I'm probably gonna do one more, I'd say. I mean, one more before the end of this year and this season, because I have about, after this episode, I have about three episodes left. I'm trying to do about 10 full episodes a season. So I'll be going into season 13 after that. And you're probably like, all right, I don't care, dude. Get to the funny shit. I couldn't get any 911 skits in. I was going to do something. I definitely wanted to do a new beat, which I had, but it was for Halloween, because I was going to do the spooky cast with Jimmy James, which I never got around to do because of the plumbing thing. And, my buddy Sean's in there for one of the messages he left. So, like, I just got a lot of weird shit in there, like me waking up. I did edit a couple things out of it because, you know, it was just like, you know, it's too much time where I'm not saying anything, and I don't know, nothing special. I did want to talk about, like I said, I wanted to talk about relationship things, something that I'm personally going through and other people are going through that are in my life. And I actually have, I did 20 minutes last week where I went on ranting and raving in the basement, not doing a show. I just started recording and I was going goofy in the beginning, and then I started getting serious about the relation. But I only cut it out. I cut that part out, so it's only half of that, you know, me being goofy and shit. The other half I cut out because I'm gonna leave it in for a later time. There's a lot of shit I want to say that happened to me, and I'm not that type of person who's just gonna say it. And but I mean, that person knows what they did, plain and simple, and I'll leave it at that. It's, you know, about 10 minutes and 30 seconds just for this opening. I'm tired, but, you know, I'm not going to go to bed, I guess. I have no idea what I'm going to do right now, to be honest with you. Just trying to get the wires. I should have recorded me getting the wires set up. Okay, one more announcement. My last episode of this season 12 will be a video episode on Spotify. So you'll be able to see it on Spotify, video in the basement. I don't know if it's going to be the basement ramblings, but if I do that, because I do want to do one more, I kind of want to get that out there. Honestly, I like the basement ramblings is because I can just go on about shit that just pisses me off. And some of it is in this episode where I was talking to the guest, which I had Ralph and Steve on, and how times are just different and kids are different today. And, you know, you gotta have this and you gotta have 5 tablets and blah, blah, blah. You know the rest. But, anybody who's listening to me right now, I mean, right now, and, you know who I am, like, personally, and this goes for anybody. You know I got your back 100%, 110%. Even people who did me wrong, I still went out of my way to make sure you could watch your, you know, your TV. I'm just gonna be legit, cause I'm not giving anything away. I'm gonna make sure you can watch your Netflix. And I didn't answer you back because of what your family did. And honestly, I don't get how somebody can do that and then just, like, just drop off like, just drop somebody off. Like, I was just dropped off like I was, like, nothing. Even though I did nothing wrong. In hindsight, meaning when it was going on, I thought the blame was all mine. I'm 100% to blame. But nah, after what I heard, it made me sick. And, yeah. I have nothing bad to say about that person other than you did me dirty. You know you did. You gotta live with it. And I'm sure the person you are, you'll be like, oh, whatever, you know, like, oh, whatever, you know, I'm used to being this. No, whatever. Yeah, it's cool. Just keep sweeping shit under the rug. Eventually, you're gonna be tripping over that rug with all that mess you got under it. Anyway, I'm done. I'm pissed. I don't want to get into this right now. It's 5:14 a.m. I want to get done. I want to be done with this show. I wanted to get something out. This is not what I wanted it to be. So, like I said, it was either mixing it up or fucking ramblings. I don't know. I really wanted to talk about. I had new shit to talk about, you know, like, just in general, cigarette prices and inflation shit, but like in a funny way, you know, and like what we're gonna be doing in, you know, a certain amount of years, and, you know, don't be surprised if there's cannibals running loose in like 40 years, and, you know, there's like, there's another white man down here in K&A eating a, you know, I was down there. I was down K&A. Long story short, I'll try to make this 30 seconds. I was down K&A a couple months ago. And, you know, it's called Zombie Land for a reason. Everybody's doing drugs and shit. This woman on the sidewalk, like, dead on the sidewalk. I mean, I have no idea if she was alive. She didn't move. Nobody checked her. I wasn't going near her. Not because I didn't care. I just figured she had people that she knew, and I'm like, that's one. And then I looked around and I'm like, there's like 4 to 14 people just laying on the sidewalk. Cops are racing by, and I'm like, what, like, ambulance? And I'm like, what's going on? Like, what could be worse than this? Like, what are you rushing to? Like, a shootout? Like, leave these people be. Obviously, they want to fucking do drugs and die, and that's on them. But there are good people down there who do look after people like that, and they Narcan them, and then they get pissed at them because they Narcan them, and, you know, and they're like, why the fuck did you do that? You cost me money. You saved my life, but you cost me money. I just find things like that hilarious. I had a whole thing to get into about it, but like I said, time and, I don't know. And, shit, sorry if I'm forgetting anybody. Like I did, I also wanted to give a shout out to the people up at my Wawa where I live. They're cool as shit. I actually said I would give her a shout out. She's a security guard up there, Sierra. I'm gonna call her Sierra Miss. I said, if you follow my show, I'll give you a shout out. So if you're listening to this, there's your shout out. Security guard Sierra Miss with her blueberry parfait, yogurt parfait. And, she was showing me a little bit of a trick, so I can, like, get more out of the yogurt that I love up there. But, yeah, that's it. I was actually thinking, I'm going to go to Wawa. I don't really want to go. But then I'm like, oh, shit, I think I have to go because, well, not Wawa indirectly, but that's the same area where there's other stores and shit. And I'm sure you're like, well, this is fucking fantastic. And the crazy thing is, I'm still... if you believe it, I'm only at 37 followers on Spotify, but last month I was at 67 or 68. What the fuck, Spotify? I wrote them a big letter about it. I posted it. I was going to get into that too, where I was like, what the fuck are you guys doing? Like, I understand, like, okay, you want, I was reading like the fine print of it. It's not just 1,000 followers within 60 days and then one episode within 60 days. You got to keep that up. So if I get 1,000 followers, right, I meet the criteria and all that, and then I get it for whatever, 60 days or whatever, 2 months. And then I have to keep or get another 1,000 followers. Like, what do they want me to do? Like, seriously, what do they want me to do? Start doing live video and me, like, fucking, like, just chopping people's arms off and shit? Like, I don't know. What do they want me to do to get that many people? You know, the reason why these celebrities get all these fucking views is because they're sponsored. You know what I mean? Like, there's some of them are good. You know, I'm like I said, some of them are good. The only celebrity I've really listened to podcast wise is Bill Burr. I mean, unless like he has a guest on. And even that I can only take so much. Because he's always like, just checking in on how you doing. So the bells and the bandits and the blah 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 blah, I'm gonna do the bridge. And he starts going on, which is cool. Like, that's his thing. He's funny. He does some funny shit. I mean, he talked about watching the Arnold documentary, which I wind up watching fucking 3 times, you know, like with the small table thing. And I'm like, that's funny and all. Like, it wasn't that great, but like, whatever. I'm sorry, I'm trying to rush this out within 20 minutes. But yeah, I'm at 19 minutes and 15 seconds. So I'm done. Like always, this goes for everybody, even the people who done me dirty in the recent months. Take care of yourselves and one another. And just remember that even though I might not be doing shows on a consistent basis, like 3 times a week, like I always thought, you know, this is what I wanted to do, I'm getting something out there for you guys. And if you're going through any problems, or honestly, if you were looking for the relationship, I promise you I'm going to be bringing it up on the next episode. And my last episode will be video on Spotify. All right, guys, that's it. This is me saying peace out. And like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Peace the fuck out and enjoy the rest of this. Peace.
This is the Jimmy James Show A to Z. Be sure to waste your time on these AI apps so you can gain nothing.
For the billions and billions of fans that I have just gotten, Jimmy James, I would like to say, I would like to say personally, I feel responsible for how everything is unfolding. Once again, I did this all by myself with no help. I'm here to make America great again. Billions and billions of fans have just tuned in. And you're welcome. Jimmy James, you're welcome.
Do you feel in charge?
No, I mean, I don't really feel in charge. I feel like I wet my pants. And, to be honest with you, I also think I did a poo-poo in the back. But, I don't know what to do. I don't know what's necessary in this situation. Like, I mean, what kind of evil are you?
I'm necessary evil.
Oh, you're the necessary kind. Okay, well, I guess I'll just let myself go, and I have to go to the bathroom.
And this gives you power over me?
And yes, I was in charge, but clearly you are in charge.
I have been important.
And, you know, I'm sure I'm not important at all. You could probably just let me go and, you know, we just call this even Steven. No, I do not feel like I am in charge anymore. Hold on, I gotta get a sip of my Slurpee. It takes me 6 to 8 minutes to get off the chair. Are you gonna let me live?
It and the borrowed time you've all been living on.
Okay. Your name, you like to be called Mr. Bane or Bane. I guess we're even, right? Mr. Even Steven Bane.
I think that could be the problem. I think too much.
All right, so we're going to listen to a little bit of Alan Watts. I hope you guys get something out of this. I know I have, and so without further ado, here we go. Going to record and then play. Here we go.
There is no problem of life in the sense in which we ordinarily use that phrase. And that seems an almost astounding affront to our common sense. Life not a problem. We see it as nothing but problems. We regard ourselves in a morning, noon, and night struggle to solve the great problem of existence. And for some people, this problem is why does the universe exist? For other people, the problem is how am I going to get enough to eat? And therefore, when you take it at one extreme or the other, who can say that life is not a problem? And yet here is this audacious suggestion that what we are bothering about is a ghost. It's something that isn't really there. One of the characteristics of neurotic behavior, you know, is it's repetitive. The neurotic personality keeps going through unsuccessful life patterns again and again and again, and nothing seems to be able to stop it. The round, or the rat race, of birth and death, that is to say, of life as we ordinarily live it. Because it is a round, it is a vicious circle, for the reason that we keep trying to solve problems that are not simply overwhelmingly difficult, but problems that are not problems at all. They only look like problems. And so when we tackle, you see, impossible questions, things go round and round and never come out. Now, take for example some of the many ghosts which haunt our minds. We say, for example, that we all have an instinct to survive. And a lot of people thus treat the problem of life as, how am I to survive? And one might almost be a little cautious about relieving people of this problem, lest they should lose the impetus to go on doing their work. But that also, impetus to go on doing your work, is another ghost. We think we are driven, you see. We think that what we do has these mysterious things behind it. See, it's very important simply to keep your eye on what is being done and to describe that. And if you describe it clearly enough and well enough, you will probably find that the ghost of instinct disappeared. Thus, you see, when we talk about an instinct for survival, what is this saying? What is the evidence for the fact that there is an instinct for survival? There is no evidence except that, in fact, people survive until they don't. And this is rather odd, because what happens to the instinct for survival when people don't survive? So, in this way, we find that when we try to explain some kind of behavior, some kind of activity, by supposing that there is a motivating force, a sort of incarnate spook behind the whole thing, what has really happened is that we haven't described what's going on sufficiently clearly. Now, this comes out in another way. When we try to describe anything at all and think that we are describing something that, as it were, exists all by itself. As I've often said, we are so bugged by the notion of stuff, you see, stuff acting, stuff doing things. But all that is, you see, is that the world strikes us as being material until we examine it closely. In other words, a distant nebula in the heavens looks like a solid star until you turn a giant telescope on it and you make out the clear pattern of a spiral nebula. In other words, the concept of stuff is a sensation that we get when we haven't examined things sufficiently closely, or when our instruments are not fine enough to penetrate what we're observing. But when the instruments are fine enough, what we get instead is pattern, and pattern is simply a form of behavior, of activity. Consider this in another way. Let's go back to the human organism and ask the question, well, what about its shape? How is it that a human organism is contained? All the organs are kept in by the skin. Well, we will describe, of course, the structure of skin and how it is that it holds together. But then we'll soon find out that we're also talking about the surrounding air, which impinges upon the human skin with a pressure of about 15 pounds per square inch, so that if it weren't there, we'd explode. Now, so the question arises, what is keeping the organism in shape? And we find out that it is not only what is going on inside the skin that keeps it in shape, but also what's going on outside the skin. And when we go on to describe this still more carefully, we discover that it isn't quite correct to say that it is the air that is doing this, or that it is the organism that is doing this. We begin to describe instead what Dewey and Bentley, in their very fascinating book, Knowing and the Known, call a transaction. Now, that is to say, a buyer can't buy unless somebody is also selling. You can't know anything unless there's something to know. And this fact, you see, is constantly overlooked, that anything in the world, whether it's inanimate or animate, whatever it may be, is there by virtue of being in a transactional relationship. Not with something else, but with everything else. A human being, of course, has ever so many relationships. They're very complicated. A person, say we call a doctor, is not only related to his actual work of doctoring, but he may be also a father related to a family. He's a citizen related to a community in other ways than as the doctor, and so on and so forth. And so we begin to imagine him, as it were, apart from his relationships, as a sort of constant, going through all these different relationships, and therefore in some way different from them all. But this, you see, creates a ghost. It creates a being independent of all the different relationships in which he finds himself. When, as strictly speaking, he is inseparable from those relationships, and we can't eliminate them. We can only describe him fully as the entire whole complex. So that, in other words, every organism could be called the behavior of the field or environment in which it is found. Now, this doesn't mean that the organism is something pushed around by the environment and is completely passive and inert, and that everything that it does is simply a response to external stimulus. Because in a way, the organism is part of its environment. After all, it is an object, a process in nature, in the cosmos, just as much as everything in its environment. There is really no way of separating the two. Instead of speaking, as it were, in this terminology of doers and done-tos, attackers and victims, we simplify things considerably. Just by confining ourselves to a description of what is happening. And as we do this, we get a peculiarly clarified picture of the world, without all sorts of ghosts. And it is in this way that we also begin to be able to have some preliminary intuition or sensation of the meaning of the fact that life is not a problem. In other words, not a contest between ourselves and our environment. This conception of life turns out to be basically phony.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Alan Watts, and if you got anything at all from that, I mean, you know, my hat's off to you. I've listened to him a lot over the last 2 to 3 years. I've played him before on the show, but sometimes, you know, maybe you're driving and you just want to listen to the words that he's actually saying. That's not his best stuff, but I just thought maybe you guys should hear that, because the shit we go through in today's world is just the word I'm looking for is, like, it's petty. It's so petty, and people worry about the smallest problems, okay? And I'll get back onto that with part two on the flip side coming up. Got more coming at you right here on... I was actually going to name this the Basement Ramblings of a Crazy Person 4, but I haven't done mixing it up in a while. So I'm not 100% sure on the title and how I'm going to react to the rest of this night. But at 3:44 a.m., a lot of shit can happen. So I'll be right back after this.
This is what he does. I need my soda so I can go upstairs and pretend like I can sleep, and then I don't sleep, then I fall down on the floor and go to sleep down here, so that's pretty much my day. Other than that, I just sit and bitch and complain. What else can you do?
I don't know what I can do. Oh, wait a minute. False alarm. Wait a minute. Maybe I need to get my prostate checked. I'm 97 years old. Oh, all that for a drop of pee. Come squirting out like, you know, a bitch. Oh, wait a minute. Just let me enjoy this part. I think just a little bit too much.
Children are are working in virtually every single agricultural setup around the world.
Yes.
Okay? As a matter of fact, when I was 11 or 12 years old, I went to help a farmer. I did not get paid for it. I did it because I thought it was fun. That was child labor. A child working.
And it's the same.
It's not the same. It's evidently. I didn't need to do that. Okay?
Yeah.
Walks into a pretty damning admission of exactly why they might have been having to do that in the first place.
For a poor farmer in Africa, often the help that he gets from his children is vital in order to maintain the standard of living of the family.
Because they
are so desperately poor.
Because they don't get paid enough by Nestle or by the companies they work for.
That's it. Thank you very much.
I don't have any mics. So like now we're live. This is Dolby On. It's one of the best apps, but I use a different app to record, and then I upload it to this, which I talk about, you know, for people who start now podcasting, because it helps. You know, some people don't have therapy. Right. So I was gonna ask you, like, you're 30 what?
33.
I'm 40. I just hit 41 October. How old are you? I'm guessing.
55.
How old?
58.
Yeah, 58. All right, I was gonna say. So we got compared to three of us. That's a lot.
Right?
That's you're 58. That's what 130
years. What the fuck?
I'm saying that's like how much knowledge just in this year, this three people.
Combined knowledge. Yeah,
it's just like 130 something.
Almost 270 something. 40 and 33. That's 73 right there. So 74 and 58. 74 and 58. That's 132.
Yeah, that's what I said. 100. I said 134. I was off by two.
132.
So 132. And you're Ralph. And your name?
Steve.
All right. Because the reason why I'm recording this because when I do my show tonight, I got to edit. I got so much editing is the bitch.
Yeah.
I
think you got it all. Like how you meet people, you just randomly talk to people.
It's a comedy thing, but I do skits. I'll do like 911 bits. Like you know. Aliens in my backyard.
Do you believe aliens?
Yeah.
I believe in aliens. We're not the
only. Why? I recorded the aliens on YouTube. I put it on YouTube, bro.
Bro, I've never seen it.
Three times my whole life.
But you go to Walmart a lot, too.
Walmart, dude. Yes. Walmart is 100%. Dude,
That's a fucking dude.
My buddy actually took me over the other day. Not a racist guy. Named Sean. And he goes, I want to show you something. We didn't even have to go to Walmart. Maybe I did. He goes, look how many black people are here right now. This is early in the morning.
Right.
We literally, because we were bored, we were wasting time.
You can count them because there's not many.
We counted one black person up there.
Yeah, because it's segregation, bro. It's really segregation going on. If you look at it, bro.
Workers and everything included.
I drove from North Philadelphia, bro, up here, right, going this way. And as you go past certain blocks, you see as you pass in blocks, the streets going from dirty, literally with trash and
down there
on the floor, right?
Yeah, I was
so
just
a little
down
bit
there.
Of dirty to not too dirty.
Well, people like
to you get further
zombie.
Up. So it's clean, right?
Oh, you go. You mean going up or down?
Up. Clean.
Coming up
coming
here.
Down, it's the same thing.
Oh, clean, yeah.
A little bit of dirty, dirtier, dirty as fuck, and then you got straight up slums.
Yo,
like
did
that.
You?
Like, you know what I mean?
It was
but
on
you see,
YouTube.
Like, the races and everything changes as you go. You've seen like Hispanics and blacks, then you see the Hispanics, blacks, and Chinese.
All right, so you're from North,
blacks,
right?
Chinese,
did you ever know
whites.
It be called any of this is zombie land?
Yeah, Kensington.
But did you hear that term before?
Zombieland.
Yes. All right, so this is a new term for me because, not because, like, I know what's going on, but people from YouTube are traveling around.
Well, I got videos. I can get you videos if you want to.
That's what I'm saying. People are doing this.
Bro,
I try
like,
to stay
like
away from videos.
And, bro, they sleeping on the floor.
Oh, people are dead. They get hit with the
Narcan.
And then they get pissed.
They get mad. Like, yo, you blew my high.
Yeah.
Yo,
my pops.
You like, dude, I saved your life. They be like, no, you owe me money. I just spent this much shooting up this many bags to get
there
that
high. There was a lady down there laying on the ground. I was there for I was waiting for my buddy 35, 40 minutes. Just waiting for him to get his haircut. Nobody
because
checked on this lady.
Because instant withdrawal.
And I wanted so bad to go up, but I'm like, You know what? Like, I don't know who that woman is. Right. You know, there's certain corners down there.
That's true. Look, she was. I experienced that today. I was on a bus, and some lady was on the floor, not moving.
This is fat.
She doesn't even look like she's breathing. So I'm like, yo, y'all check her. She's all right. She's like, the guy that's walking around, this white dude, he's like, yeah, that's my girl. She's fine. Uh-huh. So I'm like, bro, check her pulse, see if she's still breathing. He goes, literally, this is a pole like this exact pole. You put your back against the pole, and you put your feet together. She's like maybe 80 pounds soaking wet.
She's definitely
skinny. And he grabs her legs, and he put her legs together like this. So I said, all right, so that just makes her fine. You just crossed her legs on the floor so she don't look so bad. But you don't even check if she's alive.
And this is wrong with us.
She does this all the time. She does this all the time.
This is coming from where? 20?
This is coming from her. I was coming from the 20 on Frankfurt Terminal.
Wow. I mean, yo, that's rare to see that. Yeah. Like, she's... So you're leaving the first... You're leaving to come here.
I was leaving the terminal to come up here.
That's rare, like, to see that.
She peed on her pants. Pooped on herself.
What? She's sitting there. Didn't the bus driver do anything?
No, she didn't get on the bus yet. She was waiting for her.
Finally, the black poles that you can lean against and shit?
He finally checks her. He's like, yeah, she's alive. She does this all the time. I'm like, bro, that's your girl, not mine. But, you know, still, it's a life.
Right.
So I told him to check her, and she gets up and she tells me to shut up.
She goes,
shut up. I'm like, yo, you could be dead. She tells me, shut up.
Steve, you're 58. I got a question. Like, because, you know, you've been around longer than us, but did you grow up Philly or?
I grew up right in the Northeast here, yeah.
All right, so I've been hearing for over 30 years this place is getting worse, just Northeast, but what do you think about this area, or just in general of Philly? I'm not going to get in the whole...
I moved out of this area initially in the end of 1981. I've lived a whole bunch of areas.
The year before I was born.
Plus, I drove truck from... I drove truck from October of 05 all the way up until May of 2021. I've seen a whole bunch of different areas.
When you drove truck, did you drive... different states, like, so you slept
all 48 states.
That's funny you say that. Most of my listeners are truck drivers from 12 to 6 a.m.
I've been all over. I've been all over creation for 16 years in a truck, and I only ended up back here by default because my marriage ended. Or I found out that my marriage was ending. Somebody bothered telling me.
Sorry or congratulations.
Congratulations.
I'm not sorry.
This ain't no boo-hoo. Once I started peeling some of the crap off of the off of the fan and looking at it,
seeing the two colors.
Yes.
Exactly.
When you were doing the truck, did you lease it or did you own it?
No, I was a company driver most of the time. Last time I tried to do a lease purchase was George W. Bush.
Oh, I was going to say it's different times.
And it was going great.
My buddy does the same thing.
It was going great until the price of oil skyrocketed and they didn't do anything for us.
That's the one topic.
The price of diesel went up, my miles were going down, and I had truck payments.
I think personally, and I said this about 5 years ago, we got 125 to 135 yet left on this planet until we fuck ourselves into oblivion.
Bro, climate
just
control,
not just because of climate. The Earth will do that. I'm talking about just us with the resources,
metal, plastic.
This is barring an asteroid or a volcano. I'm just talking about as humans.
People say
that's a low number. I say at this rate,
just keep building shit, taking shit.
We can only build so much.
Minerals and quartz and stuff to make watches and metal and zinc and copper.
Now they're talking about the asteroid belt that we come close to every September to December. They want
to
get them for money.
To come through this hole, it has a certain percent of chance that it can come through this.
Yeah, but they want to get these fuckers for money.
Hit us.
But they want some of these are really small, but there's some big killers out there like Apophis.
How about the trash in space?
Oh, you're talking about, I actually just looked that up. I actually questioned the YouTuber about that.
Yeah, that's bad.
And since, you know, I have
the planet, and we're going up there fucking up the space, like...
You actually pull up Google Maps or one of those things and just look up space debris, there's debris, which is just debris, everywhere, which is junk
country,
and rocks.
In America, we can see debris up to 4 inches big. Anything under 4 inches, we can't see it.
I know a lot about astronomy. Like European, I've been studying my whole life.
Europe and all the mother countries, they only can see debris up to like feet, but we can see the best. We can see up to
debris. You mean
our satellites can see?
Oh, on the satellites, like
space up to 4 inches small.
Anything, but it's so much worse. See. If you open that, I know your phone's dead, but if you have time, look up. I don't like if it's Google, but if you just look up a YouTube channel, it'll show you the charts. Because I had asked a guy about this.
Clean the debris in space.
Yeah, I asked a guy who's really popular. He goes, hello. He's one of those guys from, I forget where he's from. And I don't usually ask questions. Like, so anyway, he got back to me. He did a whole nother video. Got back to me personally. Because, you know, obviously I do the show. Yeah. I got experience behind it. It's not like I'm just some viewer. I'm like, when are you going to do an updated view on that specific topic? And since then, it like went up 25% more.
The topic.
And this is like going only 2-3 years back. And I don't know, like I was making shit up, like what are we doing with our trash? Why don't we build a big slingshot
and then just quantum mechanics, quantum physics.
Oh yeah. I mean, if that
now that topic is real too.
There's rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's like a never ending because you can keep
that's
on, keep
I actually wrote on Wikipedia IDK. It's the IDK theory. I've said
that's
this kind before.
Of scary, though,
it's that. I don't know. Meaning whatever we talk about right now, no matter how long or how vast, eventually we're gonna get to a point where we're gonna say, I don't know. We just don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know when the Earth's going to end. I don't know if the debris field, like, if that is a...
Just a lot
honestly,
of
is that really... It's a lot of shit. What are we going to do?
I think about, like, why are we here? What is our purpose? Where do we come
everybody
from?
Everybody thinks,
you know,
about this shit,
though. I know,
I've been like that since I was 9 years old.
So it's like, and it keeps my mind going. Like,
yeah, you
I
think about all this
more.
Shit.
I like to learn more. I want to know more.
I ask people like questions like, yeah, how many Earths do you fit in the sun? Like something like that. Like just a question. Like, do you, I'm not saying I studied it. It's different. You know, like I really did study in school. And,
so you did astronomy. So you know.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't get any degrees, but
new planets they found too, like Planet X and all of that.
Oh yeah. I've been hearing that for years. But when I found out about like that thing, how many suns or how many Earths can you fit in
the sun? The sun is big and the Earth is big.
I'll give you three guesses. He might know, but I'll give you three guesses. Just take a guess. I'll go higher or lower. Our planet, by the way, is 26,000 mile diameter. Yeah. So just giving you that as a first hint. Don't feel bad because
I won't feel bad. Cause
just take
crazy,
a guess.
Here goes the crazy part because I actually do know the answer, but not offhand.
It's hard to say. What do you think it is?
I was just watching a YouTube video about
just,
this.
It's not even about YouTube.
And I'm trying to do the math. All right, so the sun.
Just take a guess. A guesstimate. It's called a guesstimate. A guesstimate. It's not a win or lose.
How many Earths do you fit in the sun?
Yeah, you're God. You can just pick up the Earths.
Get it to the sun.
Okay.
But the sun.
How many you think? I'm just. This is not like a. This is the reason why I'm asking this.
No,
the sun is way massive than the Earth. I'm just saying, how many you think? How many?
11 and some change, maybe?
Nah, wait, I'm gonna just say way up. Yeah, give you another two guesses. Go way higher. Way higher.
36?
No. You said 7?
36.
Oh, no, way higher. Way,
136?
Way higher. How many?
136.
Nah, you can actually fit roughly 1.3 million Earths inside the sun. And that's just the shit I'm talking about. Like, that's just stupid shit that I know.
But you know what I'm thinking, though, too?
The reason...
I'm thinking is more... It's just, we're not the only ones here. There's more intelligent beings.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what I'm trying to get at, is that
we
don't know how stars are really made. We only know from stardust. We don't know how black holes were made. We don't know
100%. Black matter and all that.
So,
what I'm trying to say is, look at our body, it's so complex. The eyes alone, like all the shit in the eyes and the brain,
oh, yeah.
The heart, the lungs, organs, everything is like set right.
The biology behind it didn't happen accidentally. Honestly, you know, some of my thoughts, I mean, I thought maybe we came, not saying we personally, maybe we evolved. Some people think we didn't evolve. Maybe yeah. we, okay, it, whatever. 50-50, you know, maybe we know. Were from Mars maybe at a point.
Maybe
and
somebody else more intelligent than us.
I don't know.
Created us, right?
That's why I don't.
They put us here and they watching our progress. Like they like.
I do believe in a God. Doing. Do you believe in a God?
Yeah, yeah,
I'm not
yeah,
saying
yeah.
like Jesus
God,
from
I
the
believe,
Bible. Do you? I don't know. Do you believe in
I
a God?
In a
Are you
power,
a God person, Steve?
I was growing up as a Christian.
Not really. No.
Growing up my
All right.
Life.
I mean, do you believe something higher than us?
Yeah.
Though?
That
okay.
I do believe.
So
yeah,
there
I
you
too.
Go. So, but you, yeah, I don't believe in the church. Shit.
But listen,
I didn't know.
I grew up Christian. I grew up a Christian like my whole life. But it's like the older I got and the more I knew.
Of course.
About life.
The stories,
and science,
right.
I go off of facts. They're proven facts.
Here's the last thing I'm going to leave you with, because I wanted to come over and do this with the religion. And this is something that I just think it's amazing. The Bible is called the good book for a reason. It's a good book back in those days. Now,
Bible,
let's put the Avengers, the Avenger movies.
The sky and everything, it adds up.
Let me put the Avenger movies back in those days.
All right.
Okay? I mean, bestseller might... probably would be the Avengers and, you know, Tony Stark would be Jesus Christ. So if you think about it, the Avengers, like I'm saying, it was a book, you know, I'm not down in religion because I don't like to go down that.
About the Bible, the guy was saying everything and,
what guy?
It was the scientist. Oh, the scientist, the Ezekiel chapter.
Ezekiel,
the
book of Ezekiel.
He drew everything out where Ezekiel explained, and it came down from the skies.
And how they kept that shit out of there.
And it was fire, and it was so bright, and it had wheels that went front and back and left and
right. Yeah, but this is like telephone.
He drew it out, and it was like a spaceship. It was like a jet.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then another scientist, and halfway across the world in Europe,
that's mainstream,
did the other half,
right? Right.
And his jet little craft, and the other guy made like a pod. Like a little station, and his jet, and that
yeah,
station went
together.
Yeah, you mean
in the paintings
and
on the wall
other.
Things? What you're talking about on
the Ezekiel chapter,
right? But
say
it was
you're a scientist, and I'm a scientist.
Oh,
right?
I'm sorry.
And
I'm,
you're
yeah,
a scientist
was,
from Europe, right? And I'm over here in America, right? Ezekiel chapter, the copies, right?
Yeah.
You get your own.
Oh,
shit.
That
you read from Ezekiel chapter, how he's talking about when they took him up and took him in the skies and showed him everything,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So now say you're a scientist. I don't know you for nothing.
Right, right, right.
Now you draw everything Ezekiel said he saw when they took him to the heavens above, right? And I'm a scientist from America, and I start
you.
And I draw everything Ezekiel said he saw when they came from the skies to get him to pick him up, right?
Right.
When these two scientists that didn't know each other, somebody introduced them, a third party, introduced these two scientists, and this one scientist built a craft, and this other scientist built the pad.
Yeah.
And when they met each other, his craft fit in the pad perfectly, like if it was built for that, and they never knew each other.
You watch YouTube, right?
Yes.
You're saying, so you see a lot of that, of the art that was, like, made way before, like really there was networking
that type
and
of stuff
and how they
blows
had
my mind,
circles
though.
In them it does
because it goes to tell you like they was looking at them maybe as gods
now what
right because back then they had
course,
no technology they just had
I mean technically
nothing shooting barefooted they weren't leaves
I don't know
clothing.
What listen I know I have an idea what happens after death that's because I'm a medium
what's
born
your idea?
Like that well, I mean, after death, I know we become a spirit, but after that, I don't know. Even they won't answer that. Like, they won't answer. Now, I'm not a medium to the level where, especially with these, I could do an EVP recording, and then I can listen back and hear exactly.
You could hear it.
Oh, yeah, I could tell you your background. I could tell, like, if I wanted to right now tune myself into you, reading people is something I've been a sales bullshit artist my whole life. But if I just felt like feeling off you right now, I don't know why. I don't know if they're telling me this because I can't hear them. It's a feeling of loss, something of loss with you. I don't know what that means. I don't like to come up and tell people shit like that. Maybe it's somebody recent or something just passed.
I lost my uncle.
Somebody just
two days
lost.
Before my birthday.
So somebody you just lost that was close to you.
Yeah, my uncle.
And that's, but see, when I'm telling you this, I'm sorry, like, if
no, you're
that
good.
Brings
you're good.
Up anything.
No, it doesn't, bro. You're good. Trust
I don't
me.
Know if you were good with your uncle.
Yeah, that was my, like a father figure.
Okay. All I felt is that you're close, but like I said, I didn't know if you were good still, but you were close with this person. Did feel like a male. And you see shit on this on TV, and you see mediums doing the shit. And I hate some of the ones that go in there. I just, I could tell the fake ones from the real ones. Now, I'm not, I've studied this since I was 19 years old. Like, now, if you say, what was my uncle's name? I don't know. Yeah. I would have to listen to an EVP.
I already know how that goes. Yeah, trust me, but, I know how it goes.
But, like, I could feel that coming off of you, and you're not even in, like, a sad mood or anything. Mm-hmm. It's just what I feel. I don't know how to do it. So, what I look myself... It's just an empath. It's called an empath. A medium or an empath. I like empath better than medium. Because mediums, I don't know. And I don't know. And he passed. And I mean, if I sat here and really got into it, I could probably sit here and tell you which reasons. And I could sit there, well, I have a feeling it might be drugs. Drug related. But, you know, I would have to sit here.
So and it does. It was.
And it, that's what I'm saying.
And but does, we're not sure. We're still waiting on. But from what the looks of it was,
yes. But this is not what I'm. See, this is two different things. But they don't tell you because you don't. I'm sure you don't meet a lot of people who get to speak.
No, I don't.
And I usually, or my show, I don't talk about this shit. Yeah. It's usually I don't even bring up the show. I did one session with EVPs at a mall at over 300 episode, and I don't know if it is drug related. I just, that's what I'm feeling.
You know, he struggles.
You have a guardian angel. Yeah. You can have up to 2, 4. It doesn't, but you have somebody with you. I'm not saying it's your uncle. Feels like it's a female, but I could be wrong. It's because these are in my ears too, so I can't hear that good because they're like block the sound. Sometimes I can't hear, but the feeling. I the first time I did that to a girl, I was at a party. This was about 10 years ago.
My great grandma died too, a couple years.
Well, I was going to say, if you were close, you have a female guardian angel looking over you.
Yeah, my great grandma.
I mean, I could tell you.
She died in my arms.
Yeah. All right, see, I wouldn't have known that just by.
Yeah,
I would have to go deeper, but
like she waited for me to get to the hospital and I held her.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, that's nice. I mean, I held my niece in my arms at 6. She was 6 years old, so I understand. And she's still connected to me to this day. Yeah. I always ask, like, are you growing up? Are you growing as a spirit?
Like, because you don't know, like, do they stay the same age or something?
I ask about that. Clothes, like, do they wear, which they do. Apparently, they do not walk around naked.
Do they smoke?
No, they can't do any of that stuff.
That's only in the real world.
And as far as I know about
human skeleton
pushing over shit, dude, that shit really annoys me because I don't, as far as my guides or the spirits that are around me, they tell me that they don't know. Basically, I can hear it every time. I'm like, well, where do you go after you die? They don't know. They've seen people leave, but they just disappear.
They never come back. They never seem weird.
Some never come back. Some do. So basically, I don't know how this is done. I can summon a relative who's passed. I've done that before, but I try not to. I try to get off that topic right away. So if I start thinking about that person, like my sister passed in 2014, very close to her. It's just like, I just want her to be drug overdose.
Yeah.
And my other sister's clean. That's fine.
No shit.
And exactly, well, this was heroin at the time, but it was still, it might have been 2014, I think.
Oh, no, it was just coming in. It was just coming in, so it might have been snuck in there a little bit. Yeah, and you don't know what you're getting in them bags and shit either, man.
So I have 4 spirits that I know of. I have my uncle, my niece, and my sister who comes and goes, you know. But I ask, so when you go somewhere or do something and come back, they don't remember. That's as far as I'm told. I don't have my recorder on me, but I have on this phone, on that app, I actually have spirit shit that you can have bad hearing and hear the spirit come through clearly. And my buddy Jesse, who's also on drugs right now at the, we were talking about up at
Kensington.
That's why I brought up the black thing up at the.
Oh yeah.
They're sleeping behind there, but he heard it on this phone. The spirit saying something about Jimmy or something. I haven't. You haven't changed a bit or something. You could hear it so clearly, but I haven't listened to it for a while. But I've been doing it since I'm 21 years now. I've been in tune since I was like 8. I've had so many anxiety attacks. Me too, sitting in the classroom. That,
I feel like my third eye is a little open.
It's too many people around me, so I would start getting like, yo, it's
claustrophobic.
It's like not claustrophobic, but it's like that with feelings.
When I used to get
too much.
When I was like six and three, like four. Three, 4 years old, five, up to like, I remember I used to be sleeping, I'd wake up, and I used to have this anxiety attack feeling so bad.
Oh, you're talking about night terrors. I used to hold
the walls.
So you would wake up with the walls
pushing me, closing me in.
Did you wake up with the anxiety?
Yeah.
So your heart was like, I was, see, I've never, I've only, the house was about to squish me. They're called night terrors.
They actually wake up with that a lot.
Yeah, my ex had the same thing. She deals with it all the time. She takes pills and she has seizures, but she wakes up with the night terrors. I'm waking up
crying, thinking that the house
you had it since you were a kid. You've been having it?
Yeah, since a young kid.
Did you have anything traumatic happen? I'm not using any skills or anything. I'm just saying, did you go anything traumatic? Some people just
While that was happening to me, when I started, I wasn't going through nothing traumatic.
Okay, no, nothing happened to you. Because the reason why I'm asking is because scientists don't know shit.
Yeah, they say
especially about anxiety and ADHD. Like I have ADHD. Depression,
me too. Growing up, ADHD.
There's ADD anxiety. And there's ADHD. There's a big difference. Attention deficit disorder. Hyper disorder.
Hyper, yeah, that's right.
Then there's attention deficit disorder.
Yeah.
Hyper is what I... hyper concentrate on something. Yeah.
But listen, the crazy thing is, like, when I take, like... Adderall
helps.
Focus. I get like
real. Yes.
Bro, I can focus on something. And it's like I'm smarter.
Yeah.
And I know more things. Yeah, and it like takes me to another level.
When I first did Adderall, I thought it was this and it was so great. Like and then I realized, because I don't take.
I bought the mushrooms. I never did that.
But I heard fuck the
psilocybin or whatever it's called.
This year.
Huh?
Psilocybin.
Yeah, I heard that opens up stuff in your mind too.
Yeah.
Because look, I meditate. I like to meditate. I sit and I meditate sometimes twice a day. I'm going to tell you,
I liked it at first and then I said, I got to stop taking them.
I want to take a piece and meditate. I want to go somewhere. Like, you know, I wanted
the head trip.
Yeah.
I didn't want the body trip.
So how was it?
Body trip, the first time I did them was great. But the second time I had the head trip, which that's what I thought. It was like, I never done acid. Worst I ever did was ecstasy, which was the best fucking drug ever.
I took that once and it was junk. They were raving about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
if you say you had junk, if it ecstasy and it's junk, you didn't have the right shit.
You didn't have the right stuff.
Well, no, because ecstasy is the best. It would be world peace for 4 to 6 hours.
Yes, of that. I like the junk a lot.
Younger people that I don't think really knew.
You got to stay.
And I sat there and I was like, you know, I'd rather spend $5 on a hit of acid.
Yeah, no, I spent $15. I spent $15 and got a good, like, and I my boy has it sometime, but they're in North Carolina.
That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, oh, she's different now.
Oh, wow. So I haven't done it in like 20 years.
That was the last time I tried anything like that.
I got hooked for like 2 months out of the summer and then I stopped.
That was your summer drug.
But you got to stay with people. You got to stay with people. You got to have the water. You got to stay with people who... I had another friend of mine.
Right situation.
There's no trip. It's not a trip. I wouldn't say a trip.
No, not a trip.
It's not a you could drive.
You could do everything regular. Like, it's just energy.
Everything feel like touching your jacket.
Yeah, sometimes you feel when you're driving, it can be a little distracting because you'll be like, dang, that grass is really fucking green. Look at that shit.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
Depends on your...
you got to be fucking focused.
It depends on your company.
And you feel more aware. Like, you're more aware.
I haven't done it. When was the last time you've done it, dude?
Last year.
Really? Yeah. And what's, I guess, are they still like stacks with like crowns?
Yeah, triple stacks. Like they got like Superman. Yeah, so they got like little Superman.
I want to do it one more time before. Yeah, so like,
they got them all. They got like little Superman. They got like little Teslas and Red Bull signs like that. That's how
I got you one more time. Yeah. It's all good.
I appreciate it. You good?
That's cool, dude. I understand, man. I've been without cigarettes. Yeah. No. So, I was checking out. Yeah,
I like the ones. I got them.
Oh, I just got these. Yo, if you're looking for boots, I want the Foot Locker. These are $100. They're on sale for 50.
Oh, yeah.
$50 for the Adidas strap. These things are waterproof. These are a year old.
I feel them?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You said they're
not even a year. I'd say about 8 months. There's no steel tip, but it's waterproof.
Right. Toes are soft.
And it's clean easy. Like, I cut grass by mistake one time, but they're right now $50 at
Foot Locker in the mall, and I've been wanting them, and I'm like,
once you cut grass in them, it's and fucked I up because all that green shit comes.
The grass is back, on there. I'm like,
and it stains if you don't get it right off and
I
let got, it sit.
And I did. They came right off.
Because if you let it sit for a day or two, it would have been a wrap. It would have started like,
yeah. See, this is what I got to do though. I got to tuck this up, which I don't like. Because, yeah. You know, if I get home, take and I put my other like sneakers on.
Yeah.
And I put my feet up. It's wet because it rains out. So I got to. I don't like them like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school, dude. I just like I'm black, gray. I don't need to be fancy.
I like black. I like wearing black and gray too. Like black and gray is one of my favorite colors.
Right? Yeah. Like even I wear the headband. Too, people are like, "Why are you rocking it? What are you, like,
why are you all in black?
Like, Eminem,
why
are you all in black?" Nah, dude. Yeah, these look, are $35.
I got red and
hats,
black shirt on,
and
like
I
him.
Sweat and I shave. I ain't trying to fuck up my $35 hat.
Look, I got the same plaited.
But I like to wear black.
Yeah.
I've got work hats, and then I've got hats this that I wear occasionally cool. for briefly.
You serve?
Yeah.
You served in the military?
I was a storm vet.
Huh?
Desert Storm? Desert
yeah, storm? I don't know. It just hit me that you
1991,
you
yeah.
You know why? When you said that, automatically, I was just telling him about medium stuff. I'm not going to get into it because it does drain me. But when you said that, I was like, when you said the hat thing, I thought of my pops, and right away it went to he served because a lot of people who serve have a lot of. He has so many hats.
Oh yeah.
So he probably.
I was into hats long before that. That hats and t-shirts are my fucking one of my things.
Right. I'm just,
a sneakerhead.
People sneakerhead. I am. I just like to have a good coat with. I have to have.
I like to have
pockets.
A good coat too. I like to look presentable, but not. I don't like to come out looking.
And I used to love.
I like that. There's a nice little handle
this,
on there, too.
Believe it or not, I had this PHL knives. My ex-brother.
Custom made?
It's custom made. The first one. See, this didn't have this. See,
yeah,
this?
Got a little holster and everything.
It didn't have that, so it kept slipping out. All and right. Mine was
you
thicker.
You cut yourself like that,
these
bro.
Are, it's super sharp. You can pick it up. This is all custom made.
Touch it?
Yeah. So he custom makes these. That's all steel.
Mm.
Like when he gets it, it's just
yo, this is
it's pure steel. He does the handle.
It's a big hunk of steel, and he does all the
All the work. Comes with holes. If you go on his site, it's
also
PHL.
He makes custom knives.
Yeah, yeah. If you go on my show on Spotify,
you can slash and dash.
You're gonna want
two or three attackers trying to mug you or something. You could back them off.
Oh, you can get it. Yeah,
it's nice.
I've handled knives my whole life, but I never thought about.
That's like a fishing, right?
It's not really for like attack. It's just, I mean, it's good to have.
No, it's good to have because you could be waiting on a bus or something, and somebody comes to mug you, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Oh, if I'm getting up close, we're getting dirty.
Right, he's gonna get dirty.
But I mean, I use it like just to cut boxes, you know, trying to take out the trash. But I can open it so fast.
Yeah, it's good to have a handy little knife. I usually have one on me, but I ain't got one on me today. Yeah,
has like 20 things on Amazon.
Well, I'm gonna tell you one thing. Around here, you don't really need a knife or any type of weapon.
Everybody says you need carry well.
No, you don't. Look, where I come from, Kensington and North Philly.
This place is like.
Look, I walk around here when I don't need no weapon to walk. This is, you know, I feel safe.
Right.
But go to North Philly at this time and walk on Allegheny.
Oh, no.
Tell me if you're in
feel safe down there.
You're not going to feel safe. You're going to want to have that on you, that knife on you.
Honestly, I don't.
They'll mug you, bro.
On a good note. So that's Steve from 7-Eleven. I got Ralph here, and I'm going to end it on that. These are. Three guys were just sitting here shooting the shit at literally.
Be careful, guys.
Blood. Oh, okay. Dry blood on the trash can. Normal here.
Yeah. Everything normal.
I'm just shooting out the date. It is Wednesday, November 8th, 3:53 a.m. This is the shit I do. Doesn't matter.
We have Monday, a late Tuesday, night, Wednesday, early morning, seven. After hour conversation.
I'm just ending this, so I'm saying thanks for. Being on the show, I'll add it and edit it in later.
Anytime,
usually it's better. Like I'll have better equipment.
If you ever want to call me in for a show or anything, you could just call me and I'll come to you and we can sit down and.
Like I said, if you follow me on Spotify, it's like any platform, but Spotify is the ones where I need the followers. You do something that you want me to shout you out on, and like I'm still recording, but like if there's something that you
Do you have a hobby or anything that you do besides, like, I'm not saying, you know, like, I need customers to buy, you know, drugs.
I'm not a drug dealer or anything.
Is there anything that you do hobby-wise that you do?
I do, like, all types of stuff.
Like, jack of all trades, master of some. Right. That's what I say, master of some.
Because, look, I feel like I could do anything. And if I don't know how to do it, you can teach me, and I'm a quick learner.
I did a year in a plumber apprenticeship.
I was in the local one, right here off on Lake Place.
I was going to say, how good you plumber. My house is old.
So we did the Fillmore building. I was working when they did that was one of the last projects.
Oh, God, yeah.
The Fillmore building years ago. I was working for Nicholas and Bianchini's. That was their name.
So I got to quit before I end it, because this will be at the end of the show. I already got a show put together, but I'll add this in for a bonus. But so you're up here. Are you still waiting on a ride?
Yeah. I'm waiting on my girl for work.
Your wife, girl, ex, if you're living with her or whatever, you've been with her for a while. So time she get done?
In the morning, like 5.
And you can't get in?
Nah. I can, but I don't want to go in my way. I'm gonna just wait for her.
I don't want the neighbors thinking
I'm trying to do anything. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay. Funny. Oh, but wait, you don't live there permanently?
Yeah, I do. I do. Yeah, but her daughter has my key.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, I've been there. I had to rip the door open one night because I forgot my keys. A neighbor came out.
Dogs barking. Killed
somebody. I'm like, it's me, dude. I'm sorry. I had to make a lot of noise. But anyway, I'm gonna end this show because I'm gonna have a segment. But thanks, Ralph, for being on. And I'm gonna send you my link on the text. I know you can't get it on your phone.
Yeah, no, my phone.
And like what I always said to everybody, man, like everybody out there, like always take care of yourselves and one another.
Yeah.
This is Jimmy James and Ralph saying peace out.
Have a good morning.
All right. There you heard it here. All right. Peace out, guys. Talk to you soon. Catch you on the flip side.
Peace.
Take that coffee cup down. Holy fuck, they got the fucking dead ink. Where's he at? Is he dead? Oh, man, I hope he's not in the kitchen fucking around, man. You talk to anybody today?
I don't know what you did to the coffee, but Mommy said it was all overflowed.
Oh, well, shit. What happened? Happens. I had some. Look at all these flies, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, well, fucking do something, would you? Can I get in there?
We need a what you call.
Listen to me.
Flies, water.
Yeah, is there anything wrong with this coffee?
No, it was made earlier.
No, I know it was made earlier. It was made at fucking 5:30. Is that still the same coffee?
Whatever else poured out all over the place. What happened? She said it was all over the place.
It was, all over the place, because when she probably pulled it out, she was like, you know, one of those. Let me get in there so I can make coffee.
Go ahead, kill somebody. Make coffee.
See, the coffee.
Go ahead, kill somebody.
See all this coffee?
Yeah.
Waste.
I know.
So I didn't go to bed, and I didn't go to bed till after the birds were out, man. I fell asleep again with my pants around my ankles, and somebody visited me. I don't know who, but...
Why did
you just bang
your ankles?
My pants, underwear was around my ankles. I had lubrication and weird cream next to me and a towel. I'm a cowboy who's gay inside my sail. I like to touch other men's penises. This is the gay song, ladies and gentlemen. If you cannot take it, get your ass out of here. I'm convinced. You're gonna die. You will fucking die soon. Life is coming to a fucking meaningless end. I filled the sugar up all by myself. I did that all by myself. Okay, coffee's making. Am I done? Wait.
That's a lovely, lovely voice.
That our flag was still there.
Oh, God. Oh, what time is it? It's, Jesus Christ. It's 12:17. Oh, God, there's that toilet. I gotta fix that toilet. Ugh, it just runs. I mean, to be honest with you, the toilet's been running like that, I don't know, for 2-3 years. I mean, we got, like, all the new stuff, but we didn't get the pad that goes, like, is the pad, what is it, you know, the thing that goes underneath. It's a seal, yeah, that's it. Maybe I'm thinking too much. That's probably my problem. And then I start thinking, oh, I keep forgetting to think to pee, though. And then I sit here and I stand here, I don't really sit unless, you know, I'm dropping a number two, a teriyaki. You know, dropping a teriyaki, like, you know, one of those things you eat at Subway. But, talking about Subway, man, how about that guy Jared, huh? I have no idea what he did. All I know, he's in jail, and I'm assuming it has something to do with touching kids. It might have nothing to do with that. I don't know. I think people tune in to watch him. I'm still trying to take the pee. I think people tune in to watch him, you know, just to see if he is or isn't losing weight, and they really don't care what he did. All bullshit aside, and I mean this in every which way, this dude was like just a guy on a commercial. He's always been a guy on the commercial. He was the Subway guy. So I guess like his rise to like all this. Let me put my bag down. I thought I'd be faster peeing. I guess his rise, you know, through all these Subway sandwiches. By the way, I do eat at Subway every once in a while, you know, but, you know, I don't think people walk in the Subway now or then and think of this guy, Jarrett. Like, oh, I'm not eating here anymore because of this guy and whatever he did. I still don't know what he did because, you know, I'm standing over the shitter right now, and this is just my thoughts on the matter of peeing and shitting and standing. And just so happened I started talking about this guy, Jarrett. It's kind of weird, though, if he did have sex with, like, you know, or it was a sex thing, you know, like I'm holding my junk, talking about this guy, Jarrett, thinking about eating, because I am kind of hungry now thinking about it.
Hey, Jimmy James, I just wanted to say I'm a big fan. I've been listening to you for a long time, and I just wanted to say, keep it up. You're doing a great job.
Hey, Jimmy, this is Justin. I'm listening to your new show, Letting Go, and I love how you just ran into somebody on the street and just started talking to them about tattoos and how this is like a hobby slash job thing. I mean, I thought that was really cool, man. You should do more stuff like that. Maybe I'll do it one day. I just need to have the courage to do it. But good job, man. Keep up the good work. God bless you, bro. Bye.
Hey, Jimmy. This is Rudolph. Thanks for the compliment, my friend. And perhaps one day we will do something together. But keep listening. I was listening to your show. I like your energy. Keep it up. Take care, Jimmy.
Yo, it's Knowles. When life gives you lemons. Life has never gave me lemons.
Jimmy James, this is Dysfunctional Duo. Returning your message. Just wanted to say thanks for the shout out on the podcast and Facebook. Appreciate it. We will be on tonight later on, and we will definitely return that shout out to you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Hear from you soon and be listening tonight.
Much love, fam. You made me a favorite. Wow. That goes straight directly to my heart, to my soul. I really thank you for that. Just for that, I'm gonna do more podcasts, more episodes, more often, very much often. But thank you. Thank you. Can you share, like, and shout me out? Shout out my podcast, please. I will surely return the favor. Thank you. David Thomas Fowers. Roll it. Roll it. Tenfold. Out.
Hey, man. Appreciate it so much, man. I appreciate it a lot. That means a lot to me that you've... I appreciated the... I put a lot of effort into it. I really love doing this. So... Yeah, I'm excited for the future. We're going to be getting on video, so that's going to be good and cool. We'll be checking out a couple of your episodes. So, yeah, man, I'm excited. If you ever want to do something together, let me know, man. I'm always free. I'm always open to do that. So, you have a great, great Merry Christmas.
Hi, Jimmy. Thank you so much for that review. It really means a lot. I'm definitely going to... work on the musical background in my coming episodes. Thank you so much for the review, and I will definitely listen to your episodes as well.
Hello, my name is Jimmy James, the original Jimmy James from South Philly.
What's your favorite music?
Beatles.
Yeah, their favorite music. All right, that's your favorite group. What was your favorite music? Hip hop, rap,
pop.
Beatles or pop?
Yeah.
Favorite group.
Beatles.
All right, second favorite group.
Rolling Stones.
Oh, Rolling Stones. All right. What was the song we were listening to the other day? Remember, it was something with the devil. Remember?
Sympathy for the Devil.
Sympathy for the Devil was played by who?
The Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones. Right. I don't like the Rolling Stones that much. All right. What's your favorite sport?
Baseball.
What was your position?
Center field. Pitcher, center field.
All right. Did you ever in your life play on...
Hello. Good morning. Good afternoon or good evening, whenever you happen to be getting this message. I am Maria. I'm the host of the Strong Body, Strong Soul podcast here on Anchor. It can be found, of course, everywhere, as you plainly know. I just saw your post in the Anchor FM Facebook group, and I just thought I would call in and say hi. Messages, they're so rare nowadays. It's harder to find shows that you like here on Anchor, so I really rely on those Facebook groups. I loved your post this morning. Absolutely. I think that it is possible. It is essential that we support each other, whether we jive with the content or not. Encouraging each other, helping each other grow, learning from each other, listening, and aspiring to be better.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's Jimmy James. I'm adding this in on November 11th. First and foremost, I did forget to say thank you to all the people. I mean, I know I did say it in the beginning, but thanks to all the people who left me those messages. I also wanted to give a shout out to Justin, all the people that left messages, like Maria, Justin, Cody, Suede, or Dwayne, my boy. He's been on the show probably the most, and wanted to give a shout out to the people up, like I said, up at Wawa, who's been following me, and all the stores, and Ralph, the guy who was on the episode talking. Honestly, I'm adding this thing because I thought it was pretty funny how we both were kind of talking, and we sounded like... Sorry, I'm outside, but it's about to get a little bit more quiet. Yeah, we sounded like we were both on speed or some shit. I mean, I wasn't. And that's a do not enter. So I'm in Walmart right now. But I want to also add in that if you're listening to the show now, I had to make some editing choices that I totally forgot. Like the one in the bathroom, which ran like 5 minutes long. So I cut that down. And yeah. I'm forgetting other stuff. So I already got the next episode not ready, but I got the first part ready, which is the it's going to be like the first real blooper full episode of bloopers from literally 2020 all the way up to my latest show. So I just wanted to add that in before we say goodbye to this show, season 12, episode 7, on it was just a bad day. I mean, it is. I mean, for me, it was like a mix of everything. So much shit I wanted to get. Anyway, I'm at Walmart on a Saturday. I have to come here because I need to get a new trash can. The lid broke, and also, the TV broke. That's what I was going to get into with the plumbing stuff. But yeah, I don't want to run this too long. I'm actually going to get off the phone. I got to get screen cases. I got a whole list of shit. Anyway, all right, there's so many people here. Like, I'm pushing a cart. I have... Okay, there's a little ding thing. I'm pushing a cart. I have nothing in it. All right, I'll let you guys go. Like always, take care of yourselves and one another. Peace out. Sincerely, Jimmy James.
What's up, guys? This is Jimmy James. Just one more thing. If you listen to me on this Spotify, Spotify, Anchor, any platform you're on right now. You can also follow me on YouTube, Twitter, whatever, Facebook. Like I said, you could do it all. You can go on there. You can like me. You can hate me. You can dislike, approve, unapprove, whatever. Whatever you think I need to do to approve or to get your approval. That's all I'm looking for. That's all I care for. I just care for your approval. But for now, this is me just saying goodbye.
Bye, world.
Okay, Jim, I'll see you around. Where are you going? Oh, no. Oh, that's not what I thought he meant by that at all.
Goodbye, everybody.